Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church this morning. Let's stand together, please, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it this morning. You're visiting. And it's good to be with the people of God, isn't it? Amen. Well, today we've called an all-day praise and prayer day, except for the picnic. We'll allow you to eat at the picnic this afternoon. Don't forget, we're joining at Memorial Park at 4 o'clock this afternoon. 4:30, I think, is actually the eat time at the picnic this afternoon at Memorial Park. And we hope you can join us for that. That'll be a great time. It's a beautiful day for it. Amen. And so we're going to have a great time out at the park this afternoon. And during the Sunday school hour this morning, we're all going to be right back in here for a prayer and communion service. And we have lots to pray about. Our nation, our world is in trouble right now. And we're going to be praying today that God will move and will bless and will intervene in the affairs of men. How many of you know God is still on the throne no matter what humans do? And so we're going to trust the Lord this morning as we pray together and have communion together this morning. We're going to wish a very happy 75th birthday to Brother Mike Fort today. Happy birthday, Brother Mike. I can hardly believe that you're 75 years old, but we rejoice that you're still with us. Could I have a good amen, everybody? And it's just great to be family in the Lord. Now today we're going to do a lot of singing and scripture reading and worship together this morning. I just encourage you today to worship as you're comfortable today. If you want to be seated during part of the worship time, go ahead. We're not trying to wear out the saints of the living God. That's the job of the Antichrist one day. But we want you to enjoy the presence of the Lord this morning and worship together. Thanks to the worship team this morning. They're all ready to go today. And let's begin with the reading of Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. I happen to know we have a brand new set of cymbals back there in the drum room today, so we're going to praise him on the cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And then the beginnings of Psalm 66. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. If I have one instruction for you this morning as we get started, it's from Psalm 66, verse 1. Let's make his praise glorious today as we worship in spirit and in truth. Everybody ready? Amen. In Jesus' name, let's go.
So in a fight, oh, fight on my knees with my You shine in the shadows. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power.
There's power in the mountains. all sing this out today. Let's go.
You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. 'Cause I'm gonna see your victory and I'm gonna see.
Come on, every voice, let's sing this out.
For the
shout this out.
For the battle belongs to you.
Oh, it's not my fight, but I'm going to see a
victory.
And I'm going to see
a victory.
For the battle. Come on, one more time. Let's sing this.
And I'm going to see a victory.
And I'm going to see
a victory. For the battle.
For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Every battle belongs to you, Father. This
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Rejoice in your salvation that Jesus Christ has given you. Amen, amen."
We sure have a reason to praise this morning. Amen.
When I'm at my end, you're just getting started. When I hit a wall and you just walk through. When I face a mountain, you are the maker. So it's gotta move. When I'm out of faith, you are still faithful. When I'm at my questions, you are the answer. It all points to you.
Yes.
You're the God of the breakthrough. When I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. When there's no way out, this one thing I know,
Father, we love you so much. We thank you for your presence here today. We love you. We give you glory. We are here to testify this morning of all that you have done. Yes, he is good. Amen.
When I was lost and all alone, your presence was where I found home, and you were there, and you're here right now.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
In every high and every low, you never left me without hope, and you were good, and you're good right now. Your faithfulness, I've seen you breathe life within, so I pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Your promises never fail. I've got stories I'll live to tell, so again, you're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. You left the throne and chose the cross, laid down your life to rescue us. The Savior then and the Savior.
Oh yeah.
of things in our life that the Lord has done and He is good. We have got to tell them. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. Let's sing that chorus one more time.
Praise. give him a hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, you may be seated this morning for a few moments. Friends, whatever you may be going through today, we want to remind you that you can trust in the Lord because our Lord is undefeated. Amen? He wins every time. We can trust him today. We are more than conquerors. That's what the Apostle Paul reminds us of and declares in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. Paul declares, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" Amen. "Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long, and we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, Paul reminds us that we are more than conquerors through him, through Jesus Christ, who loved us. And Paul concludes, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Would you raise your hand and say amen? Let's give him a hand clap of praise and worship as we continue to worship him today.
You have spoken, and I know that he you have spoken, and I know that it is so.
Right now, if you're here in the house and you need a healing touch from the Lord, would you stand as we sing that chorus one more time in faith? By your stripes, sing it out.
By your stripes,
I am healed.
I am healed.
One touch.
With one touch, I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so.
Sing it out as a declaration of your faith today. By your stripes.
By your stripes, I am healed. With one touch, I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so.
One more time. By your stripes, I am healed.
By your stripes, I am healed. With one touch, I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so.
Father God, thank you right now that when you sent Jesus to die on the cross, he paid the price there for our salvation, our forgiveness, our restoration into the family of God. And you paid the price for the healing of our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Today, oh God, we trust you. We trust the work that Jesus accomplished for us at Calvary. And we thank you that you are the healer today. Jesus, you are the same yesterday and today and forever. And by faith right now, we receive healing into our lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song was dead. But you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I'm nothing fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got warrior's bonds. I've got just one move. My arms stretch wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. I know it's not much.
this is my favorite part, and not just because, like, I don't know, it's the bridge, but it's my favorite part because when I sing this in kids' church, those kids sing this with so much power, knowing that there is power in us that lives. The Holy Spirit, there is no junior Holy Spirit that functions in the gym when we're doing kids' church. It's the same Holy Spirit. So when we sing this, we're singing, "Oh, come on, my soul." We're not gonna get shy. We're not gonna get tired. We're going to sing because there is a lion that is roaring inside of us. So let's sing this. Let's sing this together and really mean it.
Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy of me. Lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up.
Get up. Do you know?
to you all of things. You deserve the glory.
We definitely serve a worthy and awesome God. If you thought by chance kids might be missing out on worship at Kids Church, you were wrong. They love to worship. Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 14 says this: Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which were the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. We serve a victorious and awesome God. Let's give him the worship that he's worthy of.
Save her as she lies.
the victory we have in Jesus this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the precious presence of your Holy Spirit with us today. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being people of praise this morning, to glorify your name. What a joy it is, because, Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We pray, Father, that even as we leave this service and move into our time of prayer and communion together as the body of Christ, that you would move by your Holy Spirit, strengthen us, revive us, lift us, we pray. Heal us, help us, deliver us, oh God. Make us into the people that you've called us to be, we pray. And help us, Lord, throughout this day to bringing glory and honor and praise to the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's in his name we ask all of these blessings, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise this morning. Thank you, Lord.